Borum, a 6-year-old South Korean YouTuber, buys $8 million property. A 6-year-old South Korean YouTube star with 30 million subscribers has purchased a multi-million dollar 5-story property in Seoul. Borum bought the 9.5 billion Korean won building in the trendy Seoul suburb of Gangnam earlier this year through the Borum Family Company, which was set up by the YouTuber's parents according to a public real estate registration document. Borum has two popular YouTube channels on which he posts content, a toy review channel with 13.6 million subscribers and a video blog account with 17.6 million subscribers. In one of her most popular clips, she attracted over 376 million views. Borum makes instant noodles using a plastic toy kitchen and then enthusiastically slurps them down on camera. But some of Borum's content has attracted controversy in South Korea for the values it promotes. In 2017, non-governmental organization Save the Children received complaints from citizens in South Korea who were worried Borum's clips could negatively impact the emotional and ethical development of young viewers. They were especially concerned by stage clips that showed Borum stealing money from her father's wallet and appearing to drive cars on the road. The organization's advocacy department manager Ko Woo-hyun told CNN. Save the Children reported her videos to the police. The Seoul family court ordered Borum's parents to complete a counseling course designed to prevent child abuse. The offending clips have since been taken down, Ko said. CNN has reached out to Borum's representatives and YouTube for comment but had not heard back at the time of this publishing. The big business of child stardom. On YouTube, child stars can be big business. According to Forbes, the highest earning YouTuber last year was 7-year-old Ryan Kaji, the American star of Ryan Toys Review. In 2018, he earned an estimated $22 million through his channel, which has attracted over 20.8 million subscribers. Other young stars include 5-year-old American Tidus, who appears on his family's YouTube channel Trav & Core, which has 3.1 million subscribers. YouTubers make money in a number of ways, including through taking a cut of the ads that play on their videos and by partnering with brands to sell merchandise or include products in their content. Borum, for instance, sometimes links out to products featured in her video reviews. In the past, some people have raised concerns over how YouTube handles videos that feature children. In February, YouTube decided to switch off comments on videos of minors after accusations that the platform had aided pedophiles in finding clips of children. At the time, a YouTube spokesperson told CNN business the company had reviewed and removed thousands of inappropriate comments, terminated over 400 channels, and removed dozens of videos that include minors.